This news update's being brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news for the hour. Well, if all goes according to plan, cellular phone service will receive a boost with the addition of a new communication tower in Huron County. A proposal's being considered to allow construction of a new cellular tower in the village of Sebwing. The Sebwing Village Council will conduct a special meeting at 6 p.m. at the Village Hall at 222 North Center Street on Monday, September 29th. The hearing is to gather public input on the proposed construction of a tower near the village's South Main Park. Property owners within 500 feet of the proposed site were notified and are encouraged to attend. Those who cannot attend can submit a written letter to the village council at the hall. Written comments will be read and entered into public record. For those who received a notice of the meeting and are no longer the owner of the property in the designated area, forward the notice on to the new owner and call the village office at 989-883-2150. A 59-year-old man from Saginaw, Michael Kraft, faces accusations of repeatedly discharging a firearm in his West Side neighborhood while being heavily intoxicated. In the early hours of Wednesday, September 17th, police were already present near the 1500 block of Greenwich Street reported hearing three gunshots, though no injuries occurred. Upon investigation, Kraft stepped outside of his home and initially claimed the noise was from fireworks he had set off. However, further questioning revealed he fired the handgun due to disputes with a neighbor. Officers found the firearm on a couch inside his home. A preliminary breathalyzer test showed Kraft's blood alcohol concentration at 0.258, classifying him as super drunk under Michigan law, where the intoxication threshold is 0.08, and super drunk begins at 0.17. State Representative Timothy Besson is urging Michigan hunters to obtain their licenses before October 1st state budget deadline, cautioning that delays or disruptions in issuing hunting and fishing permits could occur if lawmakers do not reach an agreement in time. Ongoing legislative discussions include proposals for increased license fees and mandatory recreation passports, while House leaders continue to advocate for a balanced budget that avoids tax hikes and ensures optimal value for taxpayers. Besson, who represents Bay City, Essexville, and surrounding townships in the 96th District, emphasized that delays could reduce participation in the upcoming hunting seasons and impact local outdoor traditions. Michigan's bow season for deer runs from October 1st through November 14th and resumes December 1st to January 1st next year, with other game seasons like pheasant and grouse already starting after the budget deadline.
The King of Cars.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars. Do you know why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Cairo for over 60 years? It's because we consistently provide the best buying experience in the Thumb for all of our customers. When you come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, you get to put my three decades of experience to work for you. To get the best price on a new Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram when you shop More Motors in Cairo. At More Motors, we take pride in transparency, honesty, and fairness with all of our customers. When you shop More Motors in Cairo, we check every incentive available to ensure you are always getting the best deal possible. At More Motors in Cairo, we understand not all dealers are the same. City dealers will even often say anything just to get people in the door. At More Motors, we don't do that. So when you're in the market for a new Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram, shop More Motors in Caro. Then you too will see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro for more than 60 years.
Well, every year, tons of heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, and other drugs flow around the world. It's an underground river that crisscrosses borders and continents and spills over into violence, addiction, and suffering. Yet, when nations' leaders give the UN their annual take on big issues, drugs don't usually get much of the spotlight. But this was no usual year. First, U.S. President Donald Trump touted his aggressive approach to drug enforcement. Hours later, his Colombian counterpart fired back that Trump should face criminal charges for allowing an attack on unarmed young people who were simply trying to escape poverty. At least 17 people have been killed in Israeli attacks in the Gaza Strip, according to local health officials, as international pressure for a ceasefire continue to grow. On the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York, French President Emmanuel Macron told France 24 his country had recognized a Palestinian state on the conviction it is the only way to isolate Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu lashed out at the idea early Thursday morning before heading to New York himself, saying he would denounce those leaders who had recognized a Palestinian state. That was your news this hour, brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come and see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
And that was your news this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.